This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Bill Knight.
And I'm Mike Murray.
This is Sunshine Week. It's described as a national initiative to promote a dialogue about the importance of open government and freedom of information. We really should make this last longer than a week, but at least we do have something that tries to promote the idea that government should be open, Mike.
Well, you know, when I read the article you sent to Bill and myself, Rich, about it being Sunshine Week this week, and it begins, I think, with a quote from James Madison, am I right, who says, you know, that in order for the populace to be well-informed, they need to have access to information. I paraphrase there.
I think the week is actually held to coincide with the anniversary of his birthday.
Okay. So, yeah, you know, and I have to say, when I saw that, I had a sort of an immediate knee-jerk reaction because, you know, James Madison being one of the founding fathers and all of that kind of thing, I thought, well, whenever people, whomever, starts quoting, you know, the founding fathers put the Constitution in place for da-da-da-da, I start to get a little worried because, you know, that was, what, 225 years ago or something like that. But, you know, seriously, I've used that same rationale in my classes also when I am talking about access to information, you know, that the populace does need access to it, whether they avail themselves of it or not. They need access to information in order to make informed decisions. It's true, but it's not as simple as that, I think, for a whole lot of reasons. And, you know, financially speaking, for one, you know, because it's not going to be free to provide that access. And then, of course, there's the question of how many people will actually take advantage of it.
Well, I don't know if I agree with the expense, especially with websites, with technology today. Mm-hmm. Why not put all the information just on a government website? For example, the city of Macomb. In recent weeks, there's been this big discussion about these new ordinances to try and prevent outdoor parties from getting out of control. Mm-hmm. Why are those not posted to the city's website so everyone can take a look at them and understand what will be required?
And agree or disagree.
Right.
Yeah, you're right. To make them part of the debate as well as after the fact and see what new laws are going to affect them. I think open government is an ideal. And the Madison quote is, I think it's from the Federalist Papers. I'm not positive. But you can actually see printed versions of this. Not like something... You know, you get online. It reminds me, in my department, English and Journalism, there was a quote on the bulletin board. Somebody wrote, quote, "You can't believe everything you read on the Internet," signed Abraham Lincoln, Jr.
Right, there you go.
So it does make you curious what Madison would think of or Jefferson would think of.
Oh, yeah.
Broadcast or tweeting. You know, you can't make clean applications of the First Amendment
exactly,
to what
is
current. But. Right. A lot of government already has tools to keep what's appropriately private, like personnel matters or property acquisition, you know, if you have a highway going through or contract talks with the police or Teamsters or whatever. So there's all kinds of reasons they can exclude information, at least temporarily, from taxpayers. But the default position should be open. We're representing the community, so the community or the state or whatever should know what we're doing with their money and our policies. And I think this is, if I'm not mistaken, this is the seventh year they've had Sunshine Week, and some of the co-sponsors or partners in it, you know, include the League of Women Voters and the American Library Association, Alternative News Weeklies, and these are organizations you probably couldn't agree on lunch, but they could agree on the public interest of knowing mm-hmm. what your representatives are doing with your money.
Yeah, I would say even though today's technology is not something that Jefferson or Madison, any of the founding fathers would have envisioned, the basic principle is the same, it's the people's government and the doings of government should be open to the public as much as possible, even with a few exceptions, as Bill mentioned. Items that can be discussed behind closed doors, governments eventually do release those minutes to the public, too. They eventually make those available. So, you know, what's wrong with knowing what's going on with your government?
And I'm not sure where the quote came from, but Sunshine refers to, it might have been the Supreme Court, Brandeis, I think, the Supreme Court, Louis Brandeis, justice, said sunshine is the best disinfectant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that holds true. And Illinois is relatively fortunate because our Attorney General, Lisa Madigan, is pretty much a strong advocate for open government. And she's made some moves both legislatively and within her office to help communities, citizens, know what's going on more clearly, whether it's school board or state legislature.
The public access counselor has been a big help with that office.
This is a way, too, to – you're right, a week is not much out of 52 every year, but it's a way, I think, to just remind people because many schools no longer have civics classes, for example. You know, they might have social studies or whatever, but the whole notion of learning to be a citizen – kind of has escaped, you know, whether it's education system or the civility of government these days. And this is a nice reminder for people to, you know, empower themselves to take action as citizens.
You know, for example, in the case of radio and television stations, all these stations in the United States are required to keep a public file, which any citizen can walk in off the street for whatever reason and say, I'd like to look in your public file, and you are required, you know, by the FCC, the government, to allow them to do that. So that's, you know, another sort of example of a way to be a good citizen or to inform yourselves. But you ask anybody who works in radio or TV, when's the last time somebody came in to look at the public file? And the odds are going to be it was the last time, you know, an FCC field inspector came in or something like that to see what was going
on. And even online, so, Rich, you mentioned what's available online. The Federal Communications Commission has a lot of material online by station. So you can, for example, I've had students look up children's programming in various markets. What do they say fulfills their obligation to have children's programming? Mm-hmm. And it's pretty silly. Some of them have, you know, we show the Flintstones, which is, you know, shows how neighbors should behave together. It's ludicrous. Yeah. But you can find that material by market, you know, by zip code or station call letters. And I must say that Sunshine Week isn't intended as an attack on government employees because I think 99.9% of public employees do good work. It's just that they maybe at the most don't want to be bothered by regular people coming in saying, show me the budget for the last 10 years. You know, they have work to do every day. But their default position, again, should be, yes, I'm really your employee. I'm a public employee. Mm-hmm. And most are pretty willing to respond quickly to Freedom of Information Act requests.
And again, and I know it would possibly require hiring an extra person or two, at least temporarily, to post this stuff online.
Yeah.
But that would save those day-to-day employees a lot of time. You could just direct someone to a website to look up the information. Mm. Hey, we've run out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.